brought out these probably 20 Markley wire kits, and we sang Rent. We're dry. That's a church clock's a little slow.
Call to order Board of Works for June 11th. Need to print the minutes for May 29th.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department, and he went across the street real quick, so we'll move on to the city inspector.
Well, the city inspector, from 5:15 to date, we've had a total of trash, grass, 77 violations, and on the trash, we've had 35, and to date, from the beginning of the year, we've got 2,863 violation letters sent out, so.
Thanks, Phil. Next is animal shelter.
I'm Leah Vantlin from the Bayfront Animal Shelter. Our current population out of the shelter is at 72. We have 25 cats in our cat room. We have 47 dogs at the shelter. The 72 is actual on-location animals. We also have 33 kittens right now in foster homes because they're not old enough to be spayed or neutered and put up for adoption yet. In the month of May, we took in 40 cats, most of which were kittens, and we fostered kittens. We did have two of those were owner surrenders, and 38 of them were just strays that were taken in, mostly kittens. Our dog intake for the month of May was a total of 48. 12 of those were owner surrenders, and returned adoptions. We had two dogs that came back that had been adopted and were returned, and we picked up 34 dogs, stray or dogs that people brought in to us. For cats, we adopted out 12 cats, or we had 12 cats that left the shelter last month, 9 of which were adoptions, 1 was a return to owner, and we had 2 cats that were released at the feral colony. Our dog outcome for May was 46 animals left the shelter, 46 dogs, 33 of those were adoptions. 10 of those were dogs that were reclaimed by their owners, and 3 dogs were transferred out to rescue. Our upcoming events include the Indianapolis Mega Adoption Event, June 23rd and 24th. We will transport every dog and cat that we have the room to transport to the Indianapolis State Fairgrounds. That's usually a shelter clearing event, so we expect to adopt out pretty much every animal we take out there.
Great.
Danny is not here, so we're going to move on to new business. First up is Watermelon Festival, Danny Chamber of Commerce.
I think it's work.
Oh, make the board member do the work. Hello, I'm Jamie Neal, the director of the chamber. We're here today to talk about the Watermelon Festival and the street closures and space reservation and reserving the ton truck. So street closures, First Street, Patrick Henry Drive, and Market Street for August 3rd, 4th for the festival. And then space reservations, Gimbel Corner for the carnival rides, and then the pavilion in case of rain for our pageants, and then we need to use the pavilion stage.
Will that fence be down for?
It's down.
Oh, it's down already. Okay.
Yeah. And then also the ton truck to be used for trash during the festival.
Okay.
And this is everything's the same as your past?
Yes.
Yeah, no real change, right?
No.
Okay, we'll make a recommendation for the following street closures of First Street, Patrick Henry Drive, and Market Street, use of Kevin Gibble Corner, as well as reservation for the pavilion, for a backup plan for the rain, and use of the pavilion stage and truck for trash.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is Police Chief Justin Luther's recognition of three pink stuff.
Dusty Whitney, Vincent's Police Department. I'm here tonight, and I'm happy to be here tonight to recognize somebody who was a first at Vincent's Police Department. And I can tell her because I knew her back all, and I can remember going into to the PD when I was a young kid and seeing her papaw lean back and throw his hands through his hair. And if he could be here right now, he'd be smiling that you were getting this award, I can tell you. I want to recognize Bree Pink staff, and I have a plaque for her. It says, she is hereby recognized and awarded for outstanding service and contributions made as the inaugural participant of the work-based learning internship cooperation between Lincoln High School and the Vincent's Police Department. We in the past have partnered with Vincent's University and other universities to bring college students in, but we haven't so much, and actually ever, been able to partner up with the high school. And so it was kind of a neat thing this year. She wrote a lot. She spent the entire school semester with us from about noon till three or so every day. And I think she also came out and rode on midnight a little bit, some different times. So she did get to experience patrol and a little bit of detectives. And I think she enjoyed herself, and I think the guys enjoyed having her around too. So I really expect one of these days to see her in a uniform and a sworn officer, because I think she's wired up that way. And we don't care which she chooses to drive, the big red truck or the blue car. But she's gonna be in public service at any rate. So come on up, Bree, and I'm gonna give you a plaque.
Congratulations. Okay, next is facade grant improvement, bid opening. And we only received one bid, Mark.
Base bid $834,650.
So we just take this on.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept the bid and take it under advisement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next up is residential parking sign at 26 West Carlin.
So Carl, if you could say your name and your address, we can get the book.
Hi, my name is Carter Silvers. I live 26 West Evelyn Avenue. This is an ongoing problem with parking. And it's a SL home. And they had no place to park. They have to park in the back. And there's like brush in the back. And one side of the alley, they scrape and find the cars. So, and he asked a couple of times to move the cars. And I have a piece of paper here of all this stuff going on. And it's like, when no one, I remember, someone helped me with this. When it's winter time, they can't park in the back because snow drifts. In the alley, they can't get in the alley. So
basically, they're having a problem with the neighbors parking in front of the residence.
And yes.
My understanding is that they have a vehicle that's parked there and they never move it.
Yes.
Yes. We have, she has pictures of, okay, of it.
So Carl, this is a group home?
No, it's a
supported living home.
Yes.
It's a supported
living home.
Okay. That's residents there from ARC or
what? No, helping home.
Helping home.
Yes.
Help at home.
Yes.
And who owns the home?
You own the home?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you live there?
Yes.
With
okay.
a roommate.
Yes.
Okay.
Soon to have another roommate.
Yes.
Okay, would you be opposed if we tried to talk to your neighbors? I also understand that maybe there's a lot of vehicles in the back of these homes that aren't licensed. And,
yes. She took one picture of one of them. It's on her phone.
And if that was cleaned up, that may help with the parking problem now. So.
Well, the neighbor has company quite a bit, usually on the weekends.
Yes.
And we've been nice and asked him to kindly move his car, and he gets really upset and starts screaming at us. I'm like, you know, I try to be nice.
Right.
So we figured we'd call the police department and see what they can do, and they told us there was nothing they could do.
Right.
That we would need a resident parking sign out in front of the house, because we not only have staff, it's the house is staffed pretty much 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she has company that comes by, so there's another staff.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a house manager that has to spend so many hours per week in the home.
And I have family members to come, and they have nowhere to park.
You know, you go down the alley and your car gets scratched up by all the brush that's growing into the alley. And
people going down one grade street, going down the wrong way.
We've tried to resolve this with the neighbors. It just isn't working.
Would you allow us to give us a shot to try to resolve it with the neighbors? But also I'll have the street department take you up to that alley and see what they can do with it as far as...
There's a lot of mulberry bushes that are sprouting up and growing into it.
And then if we're unable to resolve that, there is a fee that comes mm-hmm. from, right, so you guys understand?
Yes.
Yes.
We don't have a problem with the fee.
Yeah.
And here's this paper.
Yeah, we will. Yes, thank you.
Can we be able to table this until the next meeting?
And all my staff signs on the back.
Oh, okay. So we're going to make a motion that the mayor and the police chief will look into this issue with the neighbor and report back to the next Board of Works meeting. So our motion will be to table this until that time.
Okay. I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Then we'll move on to miscellaneous Red Scout Parade Rations. Okay.
I'm Ann Pratt, director of the Red Scout Museum, and I was here 2 weeks ago with a parade route, and we would like to request a change in the parade route that was approved last time. We've been, a lot of people, this is not a big backstory in a way, but the parade used to be on Main Street, and then we moved the festival to the Red Scout Museum, so we wanted the parade to be near the Red Scout Museum. The many people in town and parade participants really liked the parade being on Main Street. So we initially requested a parade route that went kind of around the VU campus, up 2nd, Indianapolis, Chestnut, and I drove the route and it was 1.2 miles. And then when I was looking on a map, I realized that if we come down Main Street from 6th to 2nd and go from 2nd up to the museum, it's exactly 1.2 miles. And I think that would be a much more fun route and more townspeople would be able to view the parade, as well as I think the Shriners and some of the other people that participate in the parade would be more excited about that route. So I'm requesting that we have Main Street 6th to 2nd and then up 2nd to Red Scout. And I know that 2nd Street potentially is a problem, but I don't know. It's not a very long parade. It wouldn't be tied up for, you know, probably longer than about half an hour at the most. And just in little sections.
So was it with a staging area at starting at 6th and Main, particularly considering that Old Chicago would be open?
Well, I was kind of thinking of that Zapp's Diner parking lot.
Okay.
Which
will have to be
Okay.
So that's not a bad idea. I'm just gonna think you're gonna need some area, and I guess also at case management place.
It's July 21st, Saturday, July 21st, and the parade begins at 11 a.m. And we drew across railroad tracks there on 2nd Street, but from my observation, they're not been very busy railroad tracks.
Say
11 a.m. Lineup is at 10:30, and then the parade kicks off at 11.
Well, you mean once we cross the
down Main and First?
And I thought about that today. I did think about going all the way down First Street and then turning back up Red Scout and Boulevard together. The problem with First Street is it doesn't go through. If First Street stops,
yeah, twist all the way
and it turns into that
second road. Cleaner shot.
My only concern is on the railroad tracks, which we definitely have to contact them because they do go through there once in a while, not very often, but they do still use that. But the other is manpower for us because we're going to be tight during the summertime, and I know if we go down 2nd Street, there's going to be a lot of major intersections that we'll have to have a public safety person there to make sure that people are safe.
Could we potentially cooperate with the Vincennes University Police?
Yeah, we definitely would have to.
And far shorter than that second. If you get out first, then
you've got to jog back around the Chestnut.
You're about 6-8, yeah, not that much. Maybe 4 or 5 extra blocks.
Got a lot of barricades.
The other issue might be concern at 6th to Main. If you have any flows, because that's there with the intersection. You know how.
Maybe she starts at that block 7th Street, begin that block. What would you think about maybe start,
lining up like in front of
block the Main from 6th to 7th, and then you use that as some of your staging area, and then, I mean, you wouldn't close 7th, but you know, that then you could go through that intersection a lot easier.
I would say we'll make it happen whatever we need to do, but we can find out so we can try to get manpower arranged.
What information do you need?
We need to know what the route would be so I know what the major intersection is.
What about starting at 5th? I was thinking about Chicago Pizzas.
Yeah, I'm happy to start it. I was just thinking anywhere. I just thought we could be a little bit on Main Street and then 2nd Street. I just think there'd be more visibility and more.
And then we could go down.
Yeah.
We could go down 5th and, you know, kind of stage in that area.
And how many participants are we looking at?
It's dropped a little bit, but we usually have about.
We could get new ways.
20, 25 participants, and some of them is just like one clown, some is like a clown bus, some is like Shriners with little cars.
What if we stage in that?
It's literally, it takes, it's a really short group.
So you're saying like three blocks long?
Three blocks long, it's probably about three blocks long.
Yeah, what if we staged in New Wave? You have New Wave till you get staged and things in there and pull on to Fifth that way.
You want to get homecoming, come down Fifth and turn on the main, they get staged at New Wave, come down Fifth, that's police department, turn on the main and go from there.
Yeah.
That's fine. How many blocks are we on Fifth, just like one?
Just one.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Between Main and Buster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I would stage in there and then thought that, you know.
Start at Fifth and Buster and go from there to go outside.
You wouldn't be compromising the new businesses and stuff. Okay.
Thanks, good idea.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, so we'll make a recommendation that the Red Scout route begin at Fifth and Main with staging between, what did we say, Buster and?
Main and Buster.
Buster and Broadway.
Buster, yes, staging between Buster and Broadway, and then proceeding down Main Street.
Until Second, then to what?
And down Second to Red Scout Boulevard.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Seems like, yeah, you might be sensitive to that old Chicago thing, you know? You might get kicked in the shins at home, you know?
People have been getting worse there.
They're still afraid, I'm the oldest.
Black sheep of the band.
I'll move back to the department head reports and fire department. Summer Peak Staff, Fire Chief, Vincent's Fire Department. Before I get to this, I would just like to say thank you to Vincent's Police Department, Chief Looking and all the officers for what gratitude that they showed my daughter and congratulations, Brianna. Thanks, Andy Brown. The paper that I gave you, I'd like, it's already been approved through the Board of Works and the Council by the Vincent's Police Department first. Presented it as a lateral transfer within their hiring process. And we are getting ready to do another hiring process. And the parts that I have outlined there, I would just request that the Board of Works approve this before I take it to the council. It would just, in essence, be that a firefighter instead of a police officer with two or more years' experience could laterally transfer over to the fire department, a firefighter that's currently under PERF, which would save us the cost of putting them through the PERF physical. But they would start at a first-class firefighter or first-class patrolman salary, the same as the police department has. And then the other parts that I have highlighted are the training, that those would deal with our training, not their training. And then the only other thing that would be added would be the vacations that Chief Looping has in there. But again, ours would be a little bit different than theirs just because of the way our days fall. Yes. So I would ask that the Board of Works approve this prior to me taking it to the council.
So this is a motion for So it exists currently for the police department.
This started out, what, a year ago? Or?
Yeah, we'll have our first one here probably at the 1st of July.
Right. Okay. So this has already been done with the police department.
It would just be a change of board, basically.
Okay. From the police department.
Alright.
I'll make a motion that we approve the proposal by Fire Chief Pinkstaff for a companion piece to the Vincennes Police Department lateral entry program.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Then, anything else as far as?
Yeah, I
Back to the actual departmental report, we're around 1,250 runs for the year right now, still up from last year. The three hirees that we put on 2 weeks ago are doing a fantastic job. We have one on each, one on red, one on blue, one on green. They're all three moving along very, very quickly. And I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of them. Very proud of our teachers and our training officers. So I look forward, once this process gets out, that we will probably have some more hires coming up sometime this summer. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay, that concludes. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned. I'm under orders from my client's case.